Welcome back, folks, to Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 2.5 Athletes. This show is brought to you by Mass Media on Loot Air Student Radio. If you want to call into the show, do so. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Once again, give us a call at 253-535-7332. So right now, folks, we're going to play you probably our favorite clip so far of Lacey's Losers. Again, like Christian mentioned last segment, she was kind of a late add-on, if you will, to the show. The hierarchy ahead of us kind of thought, you know what, you might need a female voice on the show, and we totally agreed with her, and we brought Lacey Nicholson in, who has a great voice for the show and has a lot of insight into athletics. And we talk about, we normally like to keep things light and fun around here. This show is about sports. We love to have fun with it. And that's kind of our duty, is to have fun on this show. But Lacey's Losers segment that we're going to play for you here, folks, talks about some mean tweets that were directed at female sports writers and sports broadcasters. And there's no better way to do that than have Lacey Nicholson kind of shed that light to us. And so we're going to replay that segment because we believe it is something that we can all listen to again and again. And it's a great reminder of the words that, you know, sometimes you can say, but you don't necessarily want to say them in person, that you just feel like it's okay to type them because you're afraid of, you know, actually saying them in person, folks. So here's a segment that we're going to play for you. We hope you enjoy it.
Start a petition for a ban on all links to Julie DeCaro's Twitter feed.
Okay.
Hi.
Sarah.
All right, you ready to do some mean tweets?
I'm ready.
Sarah Spain sounds like a nagging wife on TV today.
Not even married yet.
Julie DeCaro is a run-of-the-mill, mediocre beat writer.
Not atrocious, not good.
Just sorta there.
I'm actually not a beat writer at all, but okay.
Sarah Spain is just a scrub muffin.
I don't even know what a scrub muffin is.
I don't either.
I love muffins.
One of the players should beat you to death with their hockey stick.
Like the whore you are.
I'm just reading this.
Okay.
I mean, okay, this is why we don't hire any females unless we need our sucked or our food cooked.
Sarah Spain is a self-important know-it-all. Okay.
Just read the tweets, man. There's some mean tweets.
F this dumb.
There's a lot of C word.
There's a lot of C words. In yeah. Here.
Yeah. I hope your dog gets hit by a car, you.
Hopefully, this skank Julie DeCaro is Bill Cosby's next victim. That would be classic.
I don't know what to say to that.
I don't. I don't think I can even say that.
I hope your boyfriend beats you. I'm sorry.
Why bring up your own rape in the story? Is it your way of firing back at critics who said you can't get any?
That's something, huh?
I'm sorry.
Okay. So I have to read all of them, right? Because, I mean, I don't.
Read them, I guess.
I hope you get raped again.
Oh.
I'm having trouble looking at you when I'm saying these things. Sarah Spain is a I would hate.
You need to be hit in the head
with a hockey puck and killed. That's it.
Sorry that these were directed toward you.
I'm sorry on behalf of other people everywhere that you had to deal with this.
I feel like I need to apologize to my mother, but to me, that's a whole nother story.
The message written on the screen is we wouldn't say it to their faces, so let's not type it. Lacey Nicholson, you're in studio.
Hello.
Let's go ahead and talk about this.
All right, well, I'm glad you guys were all able to hear that, because I was going to encourage everyone to go watch that video. But I had promised I'd talk about Cam Newton this week, but I think Christian raised my awareness of something a bit more current and a bit more relevant to me as a woman who aspires to be in the sports broadcasting industry. So as you guys heard, the New York Daily News recently came out with a video campaign with the effort to raise awareness of the online harassment towards female sports writers and broadcasters. And wow, I'm honestly speechless right now just hearing it again. It's hard to talk about, but that's some deep stuff. And I think that's something that females in the sports industry have to go through on a daily basis. And I guess as I sit here and I'm the only female in the studio right now, I guess I'm just curious to ask you guys your level of awareness of this topic and of what goes on in these ladies' lives.
Well, that's the first time, Lacey and Christian, that I was able to see/hear that video, and it honestly makes me sick to my stomach. I mean, to see what men, how they think of women and how they think of women in the world of sports. And I mean, it is just not only even the world of sports, just in general, but now we obviously, like Lacey said, these women that are aspiring, you know, sports broadcasters, just to see how these men think and what they like that. And that's a great ending to that video. You won't say it to their face, but you'll type it. How cowardly is that, mm-hmm. you know? And oh my gosh, like it's embarrassing, Christian, to even be, you know, associated, with the male species right now. I mean, I'm being so right? serious. Like, yeah. This is like, it's really just ugly. And I mean, seriously, how cowardly is that? And, I wish I could, you know, meet those guys that tweeted those things.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously not fun to sit here and listen to any of that stuff. I think that people need to realize that, you know, social media is as real as anything else that happens in this world. People, like you said, it's cowardly. People hide behind the screen, but those words really do carry an effect to what they say.
And what drives these people to tweet such nasty things? I mean, I get people are passionate about sports, and if you're not on the playing field, I mean, you're gonna be a fan, and you're gonna get pumped about games and stuff. But the things that those people were tweeting towards those women had nothing to do with athletics at all.
Right,
it had nothing to do with the performance of those women in their jobs. It was personal attacks on their appearance and on their personal lives, which is just completely unnecessary. It's just bullying.
It really truly is. I mean, who am I? Lacey, if you're covering a basketball team, who am I to tell you what to write and what not to write?
Right.
You played basketball in college. You got your degree in journalism. You are qualified.
And I would bet that the people tweeting those things have no idea of the backgrounds of these females.
No.
Yeah.
It's just.
But even if Lacey didn't play basketball, even if she's never touched a basketball, you still don't tweet those things.
Oh, no.
I mean, right. I don't. I mean, obviously, yes. Do you have the background? Do you have the resume to be able to do those things? Those are all true. And yes, are there times where there's some broadcasters that I'm just like, even guys or gals, doesn't matter who it is. It's just like, are they reading a teleprompter or is this actually knowledge? So mm-hmm. I understand. I mean, I'm not giving them a pass at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's just, and it's one of those things where it's just like, I mean, oh my gosh, it really irks me, guys. Like, that would even be, that guys even do that. And because you don't see gals, you don't see women doing that. Mm-mm. And is it okay for guys to do that? And it's pretty, I mean, folks, I really encourage you to, I mean, it's one thing to hear it. It's one thing to actually see that video. Just watching the guys scroll and watch them read off the screen.
And they can't even look at the girls in the eyes.
Can't even almost finish what they're saying because they're so, you know, doggone embarrassed. I mean, that is just, that's unbelievable. And it's so much fun for me to sit here and do this live because I had no idea this was even a topic and to be able to really see what this is all about. And it's just like, I mean, normally on this radio show, we enjoy doing fun things, but this is one of those things where it's a very serious matter. And this is almost a frustrating deal as well. I mean, I'm going to leave and almost just kind of not talk to anybody for a while because it's so embarrassing.
Yeah. And I would say too, there are more attacks towards the performance of women in their jobs. These ones were more personal, but do you think if you were to read an article on the latest sporting event without even seeing the author's name, would you two be able to differentiate if it were a male or a female who wrote that article?
Absolutely not.
I'm guessing not. And I think just seeing the name at the front of the article, if it's a female's name, a lot of people might go in reading that article, maybe not even read that article, or go in reading it with a different perspective, like, oh, it's a female.
Go in with a bias saying, oh, I'm going to just pick apart this article because it's a female.
Yep.
Yep, exactly, Lacey. That's so true. Oh, my goodness. Guys, I'm fired up. This is unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah, but I do think, I don't know. I mean, a female's perspective in this industry is so valuable just because they are such a minority. And that's why I love being here, because I'm a female voice, you know?
Right.
Even if I'm not even talking about female athletics, which I try to incorporate, I'm still a female voice. I'm a female perspective, which I think is extremely valuable. And I think people don't even want to give that a chance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So there's the majority of that segment with Lacey Nicholson. It was, you know, it wasn't fun again for us to sit in here and listen to all of that segment again, but it's something that we need to be reminded of. You know, if you won't say it to someone's face, don't tweet it to them, don't text it to them. You know, all of those things affect people in different ways, and it's something that we need to be conscious of as people moving forward.
Right, Christian. And I get to intern with Chris Egan over at King 5. And I've always asked him, do you ever read your mentions? I mean, do you ever kind of take those personally? And Chris said, you know, at first, when you first begin to, you know, get into this business, you kind of take them personally because you want to be liked by everybody. Just kind of like I talked about in the beginning, you really care about what people think about you, their perception of you, who you are as a person, stuff like that. But the longer that you're in this business, you really start to tune them out and you start to look for mentions that have to do with what you're talking about because you might want to reply to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make it right, you know, and I think it's just, again, it's extremely embarrassing that anybody would have ever tweeted those things. And I hope that, you know, our audience and our viewing audience has been able to kind of learn a lesson here that this is such a serious topic that, like I said, you know, when I heard this a couple of weeks ago, I've been sheltered as a kid, I guess, per se. I've, you know, grown up in a Christian home, but these things do go on the daily, you know, and even to male broadcasters too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, they'll actually retweet the horrible things. It was interesting. I was watching, you know who my favorite guy is, Colin Coward this week. He has a lady on named Christine Leahy. And anytime someone like will say a very, very rude remark to her, she'll retweet them so her fans will go attack that person. So I think that's kind of an interesting way to go about it.
Yep. As we said, Lacey Nicholson was a great addition to the show. She's going to be on hopefully as long as this show goes on until she graduates, until all of us graduate. It may not necessarily be Lacey's Losers. The ideas have been thrown around. Lacey's List, Lacey's Ladies, where it's a women's in sports segment, whether it be PLU or, you know, worldwide. So we'll see where that segment evolves to. But Lacey Nicholson, thank you so much for being on the program. We truly enjoy it. We can't wait to work with you in the future.
Absolutely, Lacey. Thanks again. So, folks, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, should college athletes be paid or not? This is Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 2.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
My hair is kind of different.
Not everyone likes the way I dress. And I don't look like other people.
Me neither. Everyone is different, but no one deserves to be bullied. So be kind, stay positive, and support each other.
Every single day.
Together we can change the game!
Welcome back, folks. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 2.5 Athletes. We're doing a best of show today. We're kind of kicking back and reminiscing kind of on all of our what we think are our best segments throughout the year. We had to come up with kind of ideas for what segments we wanted to do. We had to come up with themes, and one of the themes we came up with was is tough deals. You know, kind of a tough deal is, you know, there's not a right answer, there's not a wrong answer. You know, there's a problem, definitely, but what can you do about it? Right? Kellen, how did you like the segment?
Honestly, it was one of the segments that I look forward to most, Christian. And this was, I remember when we came up with the idea, we were on the steps of the UC outside, and you just said, you know, we need to kind of come up with our own segment, something that we can kind of hold on to, and that we can kind of honestly call our own. And the tough deal is kind of the topic that we came up with. And honestly, a lot of the viewers that we have, Christian, have told me that it's their favorite segment, because normally it has to do with national news. So
right.
Stuff that they watch and read about, you know, on the daily and weekly per se. So it was so much fun, and every tough deal was honestly a tough deal, which was great. It wasn't like there were times where it was hard to find stuff per se, but when we got into it, it was like all three of us, I don't think, ever once agreed on one right answer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it paid dividends to it being a tough deal.
So we're going to take a listen to a tough deal that Drew Artisoni brought into the studio. He has some strong feelings about the way that college athletes are treated as far as wages, I guess, for playing, how much money they bring into universities, and how they don't see any of it. So we're going to play the segment. Go ahead and enjoy.
So whose tough deal is it?
So, Drew, you know, it's one of those things where I wish I could go back-to-back and do my two tough deals of the week, because I have another one coming up. I'm not going to quite give it away yet, but I got to be a team player, and it is your turn. So, Drew, tell us about your tough deal of the week.
Okay, so my tough deal of the week is something that's coming up. You know, March Madness is looming.
It is.
NBA draft right around the corner.
Right.
Okay. So my tough deal is the one and dones. The theory of the one and dones. And I'll open this up. And I'll open this up to you two here. What do you guys think about the one and dones? I'm interested to hear your guys' take. And I'll come in after you guys. But
yeah,
the one and dones going the NBA.
Well, I kind of jump back and forth between the subject. You know, personally, I think about it this way. If someone is going to offer me a job to be a radio host or a sports information director or something a year into my college experience and pay me really, really good money to go do that job,
yep,
I'm probably going to take it. Right? I mean, that's just the way that I look at it. Like,
correct.
They're going to pay me to do it. I don't have to do 3 more years of schooling, or I don't have to prepare anymore. They feel that I'm qualified and ready for the job. They're going to give me a nice, hefty paycheck. I'm going to take it.
Correct.
And that's the position that those players are in. And that's probably how they look at it. Kellen, how about you?
Well, I mean, to ask you another quick question, Christian, what if that crashed and burns? What if your mics drop? What if your mic falls off the mic again? And what if the radio thing just doesn't go very well? And now you say, well, do I go back to college? I mean, what would happen if that? I mean, I'm just asking you a question just to see what you would say about that.
Yeah, I think you would have to end up being in that situation. But the pay scale is so much different. I mean, your top 5 NBA draft pick is getting $15 million over the next 3 years, right?
It's tough because we're not quite in their shoes. Obviously, they wear a size 16, but you know, it's one of those things where we just have to understand. We got to try to put ourselves in that situation. Turning down that kind of money would be very tough. To answer your question, Drew, I think it's hurting college basketball. And the reason I say
that
is, that
was going to be my next question. Do you think it's hurting the sport?
I really think it is. I mean, college basketball is, I hate to use this word because it's one of those words I try not to say too much, but it's becoming boring. And I think, in my opinion, again, humble opinion, I would say that college basketball players need to spend at least 2 years in the program.
Yes.
Because, you know, you look at – I like how they do it in football. Is it a two-year deal?
Yes.
You got to be 2 years before you go to the draft. Because, number one, you know, is it Ben Simmons is his name?
Yes.
For LSU?
For LSU.
I mean,
this is a big topic right now, Ben Simmons.
Right. He's going to be one and done. He's probably going to go to the Lakers, hopefully, or the 76ers.
He has to go. Do you know he has to go?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Okay, unless he wants to be ineligible, because he's not. He's on that freshman forgiveness deal.
Yeah, I know he was skipping classes.
He's not academic. I knew that. They suspended him for a while because he wasn't living up to his academic end of the bargain.
Jeez.
So
he's not taking it seriously.
Right.
So why go to college at all? Right.
Well, you could showcase yourself. He's using it as a way to showcase himself.
That's a good point.
Right.
So why did he pick to go to LSU?
Who else is at LSU that's playing basketball right now?
Exactly, but
that's why.
But why wouldn't you go to a big time? Why wouldn't you go to a top program?
If you're gonna go sell yourself, why not go to a place where you know you're gonna be the man?
That's true. That's a good point.
But he doesn't. He doesn't play like the man though. He
Are you
defers.
Sure? Are you sure?
A lot. He doesn't shoot the ball.
Well, he's a freshman. You gotta remember that.
That's the thing. His game. The reason here's my take on it is they don't let their games develop. Okay, so that hurts college basketball, right? Because they don't stay there forever. Back in the day, you had to play Michael Jordan for 3 years. Mm-hmm. He was there as a freshman. He was there as a sophomore. And he was there as a junior. Not to mention he had James Worthy there, who was a senior his junior year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You had guys like Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, who was there for a freshman year, a sophomore year, a junior year.
Well, can you imagine if the Kentucky team
stayed
together?
Could you imagine? That's what I'm about to say. Could you imagine if John Wall was in his senior year, if DeMarcus Cousins was in his senior year with Collie Stein and the Harrison twins?
Imagine how much more exciting college basketball would be.
Not only do I think it hurts college basketball, that it hurts the brand of college basketball because guys aren't staying longer, I think it hurts NBA basketball because you have all these draft picks being wasted on guys who aren't going to be ready for 2 years.
Right. They're not developed.
Look, Exhibit A, Anthony Davis. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis was a one and done, correct? Out of where?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. The one.
I was gonna say Whitworth.
No, the one and done capital of NCAA basketball, Kentucky. Okay, goes in the NBA. Who remembers his name being mentioned before the last 2 years?
That's such a good point. So he didn't peak
It's the potential talk.
He didn't peak until he was 21, 22 years old, and he grew into his body and got – and now he's one of the premier
– and he grew into his unibrow.
He's one of the premier post players in the league, if not top five, if not top three.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, and what's interesting, and this is kind of not necessarily going off topic per se, but we didn't really hear anything about Anthony Davis this year until he had 59 points because the NBA is all about the three ball now, which is so crazy.
The game has changed. The big man has become irrelevant.
Right,
and
right.
That'll probably be my tough deal next time I get to go, probably be the invisible big man now. That doesn't even matter. You can play five small.
Well, and it's funny because you look at guys like J.J. Redick, Adam Morrison, those guys that were so good in college.
They were four years guys. Jimmer Fredette, four-year guy.
Jimmer Fredette, yep.
Aaron Kraft, four-year guy.
Yep.
Okay, hold on.
We're not going to see any of those guys anymore because they don't stay for 4 years.
Nope.
Half those guys. Adam Morrison. What is Adam Morrison doing right now?
Tyler Hansbrough.
What are they doing
right
now?
Well,
all those guys that stayed four years?
Well, J.J. Redick. Guys,
it sounds like Tim Tebow. He's great in college. Where is he now?
Making millions and millions of dollars as a broadcaster and preaching.
So not playing football.
Yeah.
It was great in college, not in football.
Yeah.
All those guys.
What I'm saying though, Christian, is it makes college basketball exciting when those guys stay. I'm not saying they'll be good in the NBA.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What did Jabari Parker do?
One and done, then got hurt.
Because why? Body wasn't developed yet.
If that's the angle I'm gonna go with.
He got hurt. Okay.
All right.
I'm just talking about college basketball
Anthony
being
Davis,
exciting.
What did Anthony Davis do his first 2 years in the league?
You tell me. You're a bigger basketball guy.
Exactly. Nothing.
Nothing. All right.
Nothing. It took him a couple years. Andrew Wiggins, premier athlete.
The only guy that I would say had an impact his first year out of high school, you know, you look at LeBron, Kobe, Kevin Garnett.
Tracy McGrady went on ESPN and said players should not be allowed to skip college, period.
Good. That's
Garnett,
good.
Kobe, and myself, he said, I would have, I think about it now, I would have loved to play college ball.
Right. And Kobe would have gone to Duke.
He said, but here's the thing. This is the real tough deal. Because my tough deal about one and done is just a symptom of a larger problem. The larger problem is the NCAA's refusal to pay college athletes.
Mm.
The refusal to pay college athletes forces them to respond just how Christian responded when I asked him. Christian, I said, why wouldn't you go? Or why would you go?
I need the paycheck. However, in a way, if you're getting a full ride deal, which should include housing and meal plan and all that stuff, aren't you getting paid for what you're doing?
Right.
Kay.
Okay, go ahead. Give it.
Here's my argument to that.
Drew's standing up, folks.
Okay, yeah, I was saying, I talk with my hands. I'm Italian. I'm loud. Come on now. So here's my thing, is that, yes, pays for room, board, food, and books. Okay? So let's say to go to Kansas. Okay, we'll talk about Kansas. Number one team, Bill Self's AP coach of the year.
Right.
Okay? Probably have the best chance of winning the tournament right now is Kansas. Probably have the highest odds. Either them or Xavier are the two teams I'm taking right now. Just spoiler to my bracket.
All right, you're gonna be gone next week. You can call in next week. We'll talk brackets.
Yeah, we'll talk brackets. I'll call in.
You'll probably be at Sherry's and you'll call in.
No, we're gonna be. That was funny. We were at Applebee's. No, so here. Now you made me lose my train of thought. Okay.
All right,
so,
we're going to Kansas.
So we're going to Kansas. Okay. Say it's $40,000 a year out of state. Okay. So all that's all in room, board, meal card, everything. Let's call it $40,000. Multiply that by four. What do you get?
160,000.
Yeah, 160,000.
Hey, guys, that's a big. Can I get some credit for that? That was big time, right
that's
there. Mom, if you're listening, I hope you're proud.
That's student athlete math. Right there. 160,000, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
How much do you think the Kansas KU pulls in one basketball game?
Tell us true.
Net profit.
Tell us true.
Probably in ticket sales, probably $50,000.
Sure.
Okay. How many home games do they play?
I get about
16,
and that's just in ticket sales. Let's not even talk about concessions.
Right.
Let's not even talk about any of that stuff. Okay.
What do they play? 16 games? Would you say
16 games at home? Okay. 50 times 16.
Exactly.
Okay. Now let's go merchandise. Okay. That they sell everywhere. Kansas basketball.
But they don't sell actual players' jerseys with their names
anymore.
On the back. They did.
Anymore.
Okay, they used to.
They did. They still use the numbers, though.
And that's why, is that why NCAA basketball on the Xbox and GameCube and stuff like that? That's
just,
why.
He just
hey,
referenced
GameCube. I miss GameCube,
Kellen
guys.
Westering has hereby dated himself as the oldest guy in the room.
Super Smash Bros. Come on, though.
But do you see what I'm saying?
But is that why that is no longer a game?
Yes, the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit.
Okay,
was
gotcha.
Because Ed O'Bannon woke up one day, turned on a video game, and his likeness and his player and his name and everything was in a college video game that he wasn't getting paid for.
Wow.
Okay? So this is my thing.
Well, that proves your point, too.
You're refusing to pay the athletes for anything. My favorite story is Arian Foster. Arian Foster, when he was at Tennessee, okay? He played a huge game, like a couple 200 yards, three touchdowns, things like that. Went home with his roommates who are also football players, okay? Opened the fridge to eat dinner after the game. They didn't have any food. So they went back to the facility to talk to their coach. Okay? Their coach says, all right, he said, coach, you know, we need to figure this out because, you know, we can't eat. And if we can't eat, we're going to have to go do something stupid in order to get food. They have to break rules.
Mm-hmm.
And coach said, all right. So his coach drove to Taco Bell or Jack in the Box or whatever and bought him like 100 tacos. And them and, like, Arian Foster and his four roommates and the coach sat down and the team roommate, tacos. Guess what?
That's always good to eat as a college athlete,
guess
right?
what? Guess right. what? NCAA violation. It is. They couldn't pay for food, and it's illegal for the coach to go out and buy them food. Furthermore, the next day, Arian Foster's walking to practice through the parking lot. Guess what his coach pulls up in? Brand spanking new Lexus. Because that's fair, right? Because it's fair for Nick Saban to make millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars a year coaching in Alabama. And the players get squat. Because that's fair, right? I'm not saying Nick Saban does not work hard.
Right.
I'm not saying Nick Saban is not the best coach in college football. He is.
Do you think the reason why college athletes aren't paid, and I can ask both of you guys this, is because they believe that they are going to be earning millions and millions of dollars in the future?
But not all of them are.
That's a good point.
That's my thing, is that there are full-time – it'd be crazy for me to say, okay, you're going to be a tutor. Or you're going to be the student body president, or you're going to be this, this, and this, or you're going to be a something on campus. You're going to have an on-campus job, and we're not going to pay you because you're an amateur, because you're training for this job to go out into the world to do. You would laugh if they said, Christian, we're not going to pay you for broadcasting baseball because you're an amateur. No, we're getting paid for the same hours that they're there because we're on a microphone, but they're playing. That's not fair.
It's just it,
but we're amateurs just like them, right? This isn't professional radio.
I get caught up in the fact that they're there for free. I'd love to be here for free right now, man. Oh. Absolutely would. Isn't that a payment enough?
They're at the Division I level. They're there for free. Correct. Those guys who are on scholarship, but there's walk-ons. But then you go down to these guys here at the Division III level who put in the same amount of time for an eighth of the stuff.
That's yeah.
So it gets harder the deeper you go down.
Absolutely.
But think about all the gear you get. I mean, there's a lot of things that this money kind of equals out into, and it's one of those things where they're not going to have, you know, financial aid problems in the future. They're not going to have, you know, I got to pay off this, you know, student loans per se. But like you said, walk-ons, those are different.
Can I ask you a question, Kellen?
Absolutely.
What time do you wake up for football season?
What do you mean?
What time do you wake up in the morning and go to morning workouts?
6:30.
Okay. What time, when do you go to class? Like 8, so class all day from what?
9:15.
9:15 to what, 3:30. Let's just call class all day, right? Then you go to practice, which is what, 3:30 to 7?
My dad doesn't like to talk.
Okay. Love you, man. So 3.5 hour practice, right?
Right.
Of football.
Then okay. training room.
Then training room. So then you got to spend 20, 30 minutes getting treatment, okay?
Right.
So now it's 8 o'clock at night. Then you go home and shower and eat. Now it's 9 o'clock at night. Now you're doing homework till midnight, okay? You have technically 2 full-time jobs.
Repeat.
You spend 6 to 8 hours playing football. You spend the rest of it doing schoolwork. And the rest of it is just to keep your body healthy so you can keep playing football, okay? Why aren't you getting paid for your one of your full-time jobs?
I mean, it's a great point. No, I mean, I'm on the fence about it, you know?
If they can't get paid for playing, and I hate to say this, Christian and I shouldn't get paid for broadcasting because technically we're amateurs too, right?
Yeah, we're still learning how to do
We're still learning how to do it. So if you're going to say it's under the code of amateurism, that's a load of baloney because that can't be true at all because you're paying students on campus for jobs that they are amateurs in terms of training.
So you think every division, Division 1, Division 2,
every
division three,
should
division
play,
AA, should be paid?
Should be paying.
Should it be different? Sure. Percentages.
Yeah, yeah. What's the wage? What is the wage of being?
So different percentages, and the percentages should based on like gross profit, gross income. Alabama guys should be getting paid.
But then you got to look at okay, do I pay the quarterback more than the third string punter?
No, not that way.
Not that way.
Based on what the football team is bringing in, that profit that they're bringing in, some of that goes to them. They should be stipend. I'm not saying they should be salary. Not saying they should pay on the hour. They should be stipend more than just for food.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because food is something that we need as athletes. Okay? We should be stipend for at least the 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours we spend in the gym every day.
Now, here's the most Division I schools, they make all of the money they need for their athletic programs throughout the year through their football program, right?
Through just their football program.
Right, they do. So
no offense, they don't make it through rowing or sports like
that. Right,
no.
That's where the money is. College football is as big a deal in this country as anything else,
and
right?
Especially when they have a stadium on campus.
Correct.
Right. They're making money, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now, Drew,
okay,
should we be giving Kellen Westring more money for his part in being on a football team than we should give you for being on the men's basketball team?
No.
Heck of a question.
No.
Why not?
Because
they're bringing in more money. If that's the argument you want to make, he's bringing in more money than you are.
Yeah,
so why are you getting paid the same?
Emol.
Oh, every man a loot.
Every man a loot.
No, my goodness.
We're all part of. I'll pull the PLU football card on the PLU football player from the man's grandfather's mouth to mine to Kellen's ears. We're an athletic program. Lori Turner preaches that all the time.
Right.
Okay. But what the program should put in, I'm talking about, like, let's go back to Division I. Okay. Everything that goes in, like, the athletes should be compensated for their time, for the time they put in.
That was our favorite tough deal of the week, of the year, I think, or of the spring semester at least. I'm still not convinced that college athletes should be paid, especially at the Division I level, if they're there for free, which includes, like Drew said, it includes food, it includes housing, and it includes books. That should be payment enough to get to be a part of a college football program like Alabama.
Right.
Or, you know, if you're blessed enough to be in that situation and you're going to be there for free, then you, I think you're paid all you need to be paid.
Yeah, I just think at the end of the day, it would be so hard to differentiate who gets paid what. What sports teams, you know, how much do you pay, you know, someone that is in the sport of rowing compared to football? I mean, it would just be so hard. And so the fact, like you say, Christian, they already get full ride scholarships. The guys that are on scholarship, they get a great players package. You know, they get, you know, training table for free, which is their food and stuff like that. And they get a stipend too as well. So I think right now the system is okay. Obviously, yes, there's still a lot of complaints, but at the end of the day, I just think you can't change it. So I'm on your side, Christian.
All right, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we are going to, you know, just kind of discuss Kellen and I between each other, you know, some of our favorite parts of the year, some of, you know, what we look forward to in the future doing this radio show here on Loot Air Student Radio. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 2.5 Athletes.
Don't worry, 74 people were picked before me in the NFL draft.
To fight childhood obesity, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Okay, time for the team obstacle course. Yay!
What this place needs is more healthy kids. To get involved or donate, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Now I get it.
Welcome back, folks, to Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 2.5 Athletes. This is our last show of the year, and it's the best of the best of the year. We have compiled our favorite podcasts so far and putting them into segments that we believe are the most entertaining throughout the year. If at any time you want to join in the conversation in the last 7 minutes, you still can. You can call the show at 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253-535-7332. So, folks, we're going to kind of do a quick test run. We might add this segment into our show next year. We're going to call it Beyond the Athlete. We call our show 2.5 Athletes, so we're going to call it Beyond the Athlete. Christian and I are going to kind of bounce some questions off of each other that we might have asked some of the people that we've brought into the show this year that have been in studio. So, Christian, my first question for you is, if you had to choose one favorite movie, which one would it be that you had to watch over and over again?
It's tough for me being on the other side of the interview questions. I don't know how good of an interview I actually will be.
And you can't ask me the same question.
I will not.
Because you know mine's Star Wars.
I'd have to go with Sandlot.
Sandlot?
I've
all right.
I've seen it 1,000,000,000,000 times since I was 3 years old.
So now, there's a Sandlot 2, right? I never saw that
one. Not even close to as good, nor is the third.
Gotcha.
You have
it's
to watch
It's just like
the
Pirates of the
Sandlot.
Caribbean. You can't, you know, replicate greatness. So.
Oh, man. So now is it my turn to ask you a question?
It's your turn. You got to put you on the spot.
Oh, Kellen. You know how much I like to prepare for these kind of things.
Yeah. I can go another question. If
no,
you
no, no, no. I'll think of something. Outside of obviously football, I guess, at PLU,
yep.
What is one of your favorite aspects of being here at PLU?
I would say doing this, Christian. I mean, I think that's kind of an answer that, you know, I'm sure Joanne Lasowski wants to hear, our student advisor. But I this has been, honestly, Christian, my probably favorite year of school so far, and I haven't even played football, which is I would never think that I would ever say that. But
right.
I think the fact that I've been able to be involved broadcasting football and basketball, writing for the Mass, being an anchor at News at 9 and having our own sports radio show, I really feel involved, you know, because when you're a student at PLU and, you know, like I said, I was on the team this year, and so it's like I would have just been a regular student. No offense to those regular students per se,
yes.
But you got to be involved something. You got to be involved somewhere on campus, and that kind of really kind of makes you feel like a college student. So that would be my answer for that, Christian.
Right.
All right. What would Christian, if you had to listen to, you know, one artist over and over again, who would that artist be?
I go seasonal with my music.
Okay.
I listen to a lot of everything. Springtime, it's like Stevie Wonder and stuff. It's stuff like
Stevie
that.
Wonder.
Right.
Oldies.
Summer is more of a country music type time for
me. I'm getting into country. I think the hotter it gets, the more country
it's,
comes
it's
out.
It's weird. It seems like it's just a summer thing. And the fall and winter, it's, you know, whatever's on the radio, you know. I don't listen to much music anymore.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I'm in the car, it's 710 ESPN or it's, you know, 950 KJR. It's either one of those. But
Definitely
it's seasonal for me. Can I bounce the same one back at you? I'm curious now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go for it.
Well, I mean, I'm a big fan of Lecrae, who's a Christian rapper. I really enjoy him. I like Toby Mac as well. I am a fan of Drake. You got to get the clean version, though. thanks, Mom and Dad. But, you know, he just came out with a new CD called Views, which I thought was pretty interesting. And well, the thing I like about Drake, Christian, is he gives so much to his music. He really takes his time with it. And every lyric, you know, I think he explained it to a person that was interviewing him one time. It's like every word that he writes down, he has to think in his mind that it like costs $100 for every word. So every word matters so much. And so I really like the way he kind of thought about that when it comes to writing music.
So let me go with the Christian music. You know, I've obviously listened to it. What's my name? Christian. Like I'm attached to it, you know, I'm never going to get away from it. It's a part of who I am. I've listened to Christian music before and it all sounds the same
exactly,
at times.
Yeah,
it does.
For sure.
Does this artist sound
so have you never heard of Lecrae before?
No.
Yeah, so Lecrae, he's
Toby Mac, I'm very familiar with.
Yeah.
I had the CD.
So Lecrae was just on ESPN First Take actually last week. So that kind of shows how popular he is.
Right.
He's a big time guy on iTunes and it's really cool. He mentors a lot of professional athletes because, you know, he comes in and he's a gospel guy. A lot of guys are turned off by that. But, you know, athletes like Jeremy Lin, Ricky Fowler, the golfer, I mean, guys like that have kind of grown accustomed to really enjoying who Lecrae is on and off, you know, the stage, if you will. And so, you'll have to look him up sometime on YouTube. We might have to play some of his music next year.
So when you say like mentor some of the athletes, like what do you mean by that? Because sometimes, you know,
what does that mean?
Faith can kind of, it can kind of chill you out in a way that you realize, you know, how simple maybe playing football is.
Right.
You can't,
exactly.
There's a bigger picture here.
Yeah.
I'm playing football. This is as much fun as I could possibly have. Like, Right. Is that the type of stuff he does, or what is
he doing? Yes. Well, I mean, mentoring professional athletes is a lot harder than, you know, if Lecrae was mentoring me, he and I could probably meet once a week because I'm not leaving Washington. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously for his professional athletes like Jeremy Lin and Ricky Fowler, they're always traveling. So a lot of it's through text is what I've read in a couple mm-hmm. articles. Also FaceTime as well. Mm-hmm. Just connecting once a week and kind of, you know, they go over Bible verses and stuff like that. So it's been really cool to kind of see that, Christian. So last question here, Christian, for you. Any fun plans this summer at all?
I am right now on the docket, obviously, with the News Tribune. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's going to be like over the summer.
Okay.
But learning more about, you know, how to be a part of a professional newsroom will be great. It's been mentioned on the show before. I work, I umpire Little League games.
Yeah.
The Federal Way Knights are going to, they play a tournament in Cooperstown, New York every year.
Wow.
They take their, it might be every year, it might be every couple years. Like 800 to 1,000 teams go play this tournament in Cooperstown. Right. Each team is required to bring an umpire with them.
Wow.
To help, you know, officiate the tournament.
Right.
They chose me. I'm their guy that they want to take to New York. I'm going on their dime, flight, food, that's room, awesome. All that stuff. It's paid for. So,
very exciting.
You know, I'll be traveling to New York to umpire some Little League games and wow. to spend a day in the Hall of Fame right after Ken Griffey Jr. gets in there. So
that's
so
cool.
Should be a fun time. I need to know, Kellen, what are your plans? Are you getting ready for football in the fall?
Yeah, so I'm probably going to do a couple job shout-outs with 710 ESPN Seattle with Brock Heward, which will be so much fun to kind of see how they do their own show. Continuing my internship with Chris Egan here for the next couple weeks, which has been so much fun. I've learned a lot with that. I also serve at the original Pancake House as a server, which is great. I just got promoted to PIC, which is person in charge, which is kind of exciting.
That'll work.
Yeah, there you go. So the original Pancake House, folks, quick plug. It's on 6th Avenue, right by our arch nemesis UPS. So that's kind of frustrating, but great pancakes, great omelets. Just came out with a new Eggs Benedict crab, Eggs Benedict. It's the Dutchness crab. It's a very, 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 very good breakfast item with some asparagus and Parmesan cheese on top. But like you said, Christian, I'm so excited to kind of really compete and work out for my last go around when it comes to PLU football. So I'll be in the weight room every single day trying to eat right. No pop, no monsters, no donuts this summer. So it's going to be fun to kind of get that diet up and going here in the next couple of weeks. So, folks, thank you so much for joining us today. The best of the 2.5 Athletes, Mass Radio, Sports Talk. This has been such a fun show for Christian, myself, Drew, and Lacey. I'm sure they all can attest. I mean, we're so blessed to even be in this position. So thank you so much again for listening. We're excited to bring back a better show this coming fall.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful for all the clicks and views you guys have given to our show. So I'm Kellen Westring.
And I'm Christian Bond. We're not going anywhere, guys. We're just taking a break. We're not done with this. We're coming back in the fall. We're taking a 3.5 month break or however long it is, and we'll be right back here, like Kellen said, with a bigger and better show.
And I guess maybe potentially Drew and I might be in studio next week to kind of do a quick PTI version of some sport topics. Folks, if you want to listen to that, we'll make sure we put the link up on Facebook if we do decide to do that. So right. Thanks again.
So this has been Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 2.5 Athletes. Tune in next fall to hear the show.
Next fall.
We're out of here. See ya.